Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As is our annual custom, this is the time of year when we share with you excerpts from the recent Economic Outlook Conference at the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt comes from Cheryl Stanton, Executive Director of the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce.
For the fifth year, we are cutting taxes in 2018, and the cumulative savings of those tax cuts over the last 5 years, if you include next year, is $700 million for businesses. You're probably asking, how did you do that? Those numbers don't seem to add up, and it was really a three-pronged approach. One was the legislation that I'm talking about that Dr. Erica Von Nissen was very involved with. They revamped the system to have the concept that if you use the system, you should pay for the system. Under the old system, employers virtually had the same fee for unemployment insurance regardless of their usage. Now, under the new legislation, it is such that if you don't use it very much or at all in the 3 years prior, your tax will be zero. If you use it a lot and the most, your taxes will be approximately $764 per employee if they max out their taxable wages. And then there are 18 tiers in the middle. What that did was, the whole concept of the unemployment insurance is to help people who lost their job through no fault of their own. This incentivizes businesses to let us know whether or not that person lost their job because they fell asleep on the job or stole from you versus whether there really was a lack of work. And now that we have that information, that allows us to make better decisions and make sure that the people who are supposed to get the money and are envisioned to get the money do get the money. The General Assembly also did other things like reduce the number of weeks from 26 to 20, and most importantly, allowed us to set tax rates annually so that we could have a periodic adjustment on what those rates looked like to react to the economic conditions we see happening. The second thing that happened, and I'm going to skip ahead for a moment, is you businesses hired. We went from 11.6% at the height of the recession to October was 3.9%. You can also see the number of people who are working in South Carolina. That's a record number of people working in this state. And what's really exciting is it really is the people working, because the other thing we found is that during the same time period, the number of unemployed went from 248,000 to 91,000. It's almost a third of what it was 7 years ago. We also have found that lack of work claims have been reduced from 444,000 claims at the height of the recession to only about 108,000 in 2016. So you can see that the economy got better, there are more people working, there are more people that were paying into the trust fund, and less benefits are going out because people aren't losing their jobs. The other thing that happened was DO got better. We trained our people better, we trained them how to analyze claims better, we got faster at it, we got more efficient, both at the initial level and the appeals level. There's a whole story about what I learned when I walked in at the appeals level. 5,400 cases in backlog, we're down to 280 or so. People are waiting over 100 days for their appeals. Now they're getting them in 22 on average. And that's important because in South Carolina, unlike other states, if an employer didn't give the right information at the first level, they can give more information on the second level, so we get the claim right. We get a second chance at it. But if you've paid somebody for 100 days or more and then found out that your decision was wrong, it's really hard to collect that money back. But the other thing that we did with the General Assembly and the business community was we created a work search requirement. And this is really important. It was so crucial that they put the unemployment insurance program in with the workforce programs when they redid the agency and created the Department of Employment and Workforce for a key reason. Your unemployed is the first pipeline for your workforce. In order to collect unemployment insurance, you have to be actively working. But we had no way to track whether people were actively working until last summer the General Assembly passed a regulation that you have to do 2 work searches online in order to collect your benefits for that week. And that does 2 things. One, we find out who they are because they're registered in our system and we can help them faster get jobs and get back to work. But 2, it also makes sure that that people are looking, because what you find is if someone becomes unemployed, they're discouraged, they're depressed. It's a tough time to get them motivated to go look for work. It requires them to look for work, and suddenly they find work faster. We also did a lot of work with overpayments, reduced overpayments, people who were getting benefits who shouldn't, and we collected back money.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent Economic Outlook Conference at USC's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt came from Cheryl Stanton, Executive Director of the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you will also find a link to the video from the conference. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.